Each month on All Things Considered, we turn to our listeners to find out what music is making them hum, dance, or sing in the shower, what's playing on iPods and car stereos across the nation. This week, our musical selections come from listener Rachel Max. She's an animator who lives in New York and joins us from our New York bureau. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jennifer.
Let's get right to the music. Tell us what your first selection is.
The first selection is a song called Mangoes by Rosemary Clooney.
Mangoes by a chestnuts from the fire in my house of straw. I have so much more.
That kind of makes you want to get up and shimmy across the room. It's a very old style there. Where did you find that?
I think I came across Rosemary Clooney, and she writes about this in some of her, in her autobiography about George Clooney kind of bringing a younger audience, his rise to fame kind of making like younger women kind of listen to her music, and maybe that was it, but
And you're referring to the actor George Clooney there.
Right.
Mangoes and papayas, anything your heart desires.
You're an animator. Do you draw by this?
Yeah, I do. I like kind of music that's upbeat. Definitely like this kind of music, or also Esquivel, or definitely kind of cartoony. There's something cartoony in this. Yeah.
Do you like a retro sound like this?
I do. I really do. I like the retro thing, which has been, I guess, coming back for a long time and has been around. But yeah, I love retro.
Tell me what appeals.
Why do I like retro? It's alive. You can shimmy across the room to it. I love to dance. I love, I guess I'm one of those bedroom dancers types. There's a lot of emotion.
Not while you're drawing.
No, it's hard to dance and draw, but, I try. It feels really alive and vivacious, and I think life, is tough, and if you can listen to music that picks you up, then you should do that as often as possible, maybe.
All right, well, let's move to your second selection. Tell me what that is.
This is a song called Hot Topic by La Tigre.
That's a really different sound from the first one. Why do you like this song?
Oh, I love La Tigre, and I love the song. It's kind of like a feminist manifesto, sort of a list of people that inspired La Tigre. And some of them I knew and some of them I didn't know, but it kind of, it just makes you think about who inspired them, and they inspire me.
And name us those names if people missed it there.
Some of the people they talk about, Carol Rama, Eleanor Anton, Carolee Sheenan, are the lesser known, at least for me. They're all kind of artists, performance artists, and they mention people that I kind of knew more about, like Aretha Franklin and Gertrude Stein, Billy Tipton, Yoko Ono, yeah.
Gertrude Stein, Marlon Riggs, DJ Patton, David Wanarovich, Nina Simone.
I think also about this song, I really love the alliteration, her voice. She's got this really cute, sort of high pitched little voice, but it's also very powerful, and it's a really fun song to sing, and it's simple.
It sounds a bit like there's a chant in there, a cheer almost.
It kind of, which is a good segue into the next song.
So tell us what we're listening to here.
This is Detroit Lift Up Your Weary Head by Sufjan Stevens.
And that's from which album?
It's from the album Greetings from Michigan, the Great Lakes State.
And what appeals to you here?
I love this song. I feel like it's a cacophony of instruments and voices, but it's very upbeat, and it's got a life to it.
it's kind of odd to have this upbeat way of talking about Detroit, which is this dying industrial city.
It is. It's kind of, I guess, kind of like the La Tigre song. It's sort of a cheer for Detroit to kind of turn around, as far as I can interpret. He says this album is dedicated to Michigan, and he grew up very poor, actually, and to the point like where he used to kind of bathe in the same bathwater as his siblings. And he loves his Michigan, and he wants it to kind of, I guess, turn around in the economy and to believe in itself. And as much as I know, I guess a city can believe in itself.
Is he going to branch out from Michigan?
Yeah, he says he wants to do all 50 states, and Michigan right now is the only state he's done, but he wants to do an album for every state.
You mentioned the lists in this song, and a previous song had lists as well. You like songs with lists in them.
Yeah, I guess they make you think, you know? And I'm always writing out lists. I guess it's a way of procrastinating. It's just a brilliant song, and it also, towards the end there, he brings in, like, this beat, and he breaks it down.
What, for you, ties these three songs together? Is there some thread through them that appeals to you?
They're all fun to sing. I love to kind of sing along. They all make me kind of think, stop and think about stuff. And also great to dance to. All these songs are great to dance to.
Well, Rachel Max from New York City, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
To find out more about Rachel's musical selections, visit our website, npr.org. If you'd like to tell us what you're listening to, send us an email to watc@npr.org. Please put the words listening to in the subject line and remember to include your phone number so we can call you. What Are You Listening To is produced by Susan Stone. You can listen to past editions of this series at our website, npr.org. Petra Mayer directed tonight's broadcast, Martha Wexler edited, and Walter Ray Watson produced the program with Devar Ardalan, Tracy Wall, Tina Tennyson, and Rashika Kaul. Our technical director is Kim Jones, with audio engineers Peter Alina and Sherry Rivera. Audrey Wynn is assistant managing editor. The newscast producer is Diane Scholar. Our reference librarian is Kim Oleski. And I'm Jennifer Ludden. That's All Things Considered from NPR News.